Item 10, consider and take possible action to issue a RFP for master custodian.
And Dale and Henry on this one.
Henry, you're up. Dale.
So as you're aware, we've had State Street Bank and Trust for a number of years. We actually were originally with a different company that was acquired by State Street. And so at this point, it's prudent to go out and see what's out in the marketplace, see if there's additional services that we can receive, and also take a good look at fees. So at this point, we'd like to issue an RFP for custodian.
Sure. I have a question. Whenever this item comes up, I think for lay people in the public to read this, and this is no disservice to the custodial community, but it seems to me that this is confusing to people who may not know exactly what this is all about. Is it possible for us to give some consideration to expanding this title to say something like master asset custodian, as opposed to
janitorial,
as opposed to the group that comes in and does all the very hard work in this building, for instance? This is just not the sort of thing that I don't know if that requires board action or an act of Congress or something, because I've probably screwed up the chances of any act of Congress now with my comments just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
But it's going to die for lack of a second.
It's all been recorded.
The possibility of adding something that clarifies what this person is the custodian of for this organization. Just a thought.
Hold in custody for, right?
Yeah. Or
I never thought of that.
About an explanation.
Or something like that.
Okay. We can do that.
Just give some thought to the possibilities for that.
So master custodian bank, would that be a sufficient or
something like that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely do that.
My compliments to putting this before us and doing this. I've been wanting for probably about 4 years now to have us do something with this, at least do an RFP, because they've been forever with us. And there's certain parts of what they do that I question. And so this will give us an opportunity to look at others and see if what we have is good. Mm-hmm. And so I'm all for this and very glad to see it come forward.
And I must say that, State Street, they've done an admirable job for us. They're invited to rebid, and it's just merely a good practice for us to be in to take a look at it. I've been a part of two transitions at other plans, and I can't offer any guarantees on how this process is going to play out, but reduction in fees is a big objective always when we're looking at these things.
Right. Gil, not to beat this out into a pulp, but whoever the successful bidder is on this, they do more work than banking. Do they not? I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm wondering whether or not we're self-limiting by adding that, saying a master banking custodian. They are, in fact, to some degree broader than that. It is an asset custodian. So I wouldn't want to narrow it too much by suggesting they're simply a custodial bank.
We use them to pay all our capital calls.
Right.
To receive our investment distributions, to give us reports, to put on the audit report. So.
Yeah, my point is just think of the name a little bit broader than bank.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I just wanted to add was the technology in banking is changing rapidly in the last few years, so we want to take advantage of more systems using the internet, downloading transactions, and also be careful that they're being very safeguarding, with all the advent of viruses and cybersecurity. We want to take a look at what's out there, what banks are doing. I call them banks, but custodian banks are very different from institutional banks, from retail banks.
Right.
But Tim Price and I have very high needs of what the custodian bank does for us.
And we're not going down this path on the basis that we are specifically unhappy.
No.
With State Street.
Not.
This is a
absolutely
test of the marketplace.
Absolutely.
I'm only aware of, Mellon is probably the competitor that I'm aware of along with State Street. But once you go beyond those two, now you go into almost a different league, I think. Tim probably has much more background in this.
Northern Trust is the other top.
Northern Trust, yes.
And there's
yes.
Two others that are kind of mid-sized, but we'll test the market and see what's available.
Yeah, and it's not just fees we're looking at, as Henry mentioned. It's also what services they can provide. And, you know, if there's additional technology that we can use so that our folks here are able, you know, it frees them up to do other things. I mean, we're not just looking at fee reduction. I mean, I mentioned that a minute ago, but I did want to say that. It's looking at acquiring services that make us more effective in what we're doing.
But for the record, fees are not inconsequential.
Significant. No, so they're definitely going to be submitting a fee proposal, and we're going to be comparing that to what we have now and that process. But
if you want, we can do like a contest, every submit a name and then go from there.
No, that won't be necessary.
Yeah, but they do offer, it's much more than just merely banking, you know. It's, you know, asset servicing, you know, safeguarding of assets, you know, our securities lending program is with them. Class action filings, lots of different other services.
Is there a term that's in the industry other than master custodian?
Master custodian tends to be the term utilized out there. For a while, I would see custodial services sometimes, but now if you look up RFP custodial, you'll see all the janitorial services.
Get back to Jerry's point.
That's our point.
Someone like to make a motion on this agenda item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes.
Hey, just out of curiosity, when was the last RFP for a custodian?
I've been on the board 12 years and I haven't seen one. It's always been State Street, as long as I've been on the board.
Just curious.
So before that.
So consider authorized attendance of the board for 11A CII Spring 2018. Board members can do attend. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 11B, Day of Education and Private Equity Conference.
I'm interested in that one.
Louis, Gabe.
The board mentee may be interested, so.
Okay, and Scott, any other trustees? Okay, I have a motion for three.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we'll go with that. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Item 11C, NC PERS, in conflict with SACRS, I note.
First time ever, I think. Ooh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an easy choice for me, but.
Which means.
he's going to New York, it's not hard.
So there's there was interest in by two absent trustees, David and Scott. Any other?
Yeah, I'm interested too.
Jerry Tullis? All right. Motion for three.
Is that Tim? Were you?
No.
Okay.
So move.
I'm going to Sackers.
So. Sackers all the way.
I've heard. I've talked to a few people that are going to fly out on Tuesday
Anaheim.
In New York and hit Sackers on Wednesday. So, but again, this is, I think it's the first time ever that they. I have no idea what happened, but first time ever that just, that I know that.
What day does Sackers start?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
The 14th, 15th?
I don't know the days, but.
We'll start the 15th, Sackers.
Sackers starts the 15th.
So there's a motion for two. Is there a second? Oh, I'm sorry, for three. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes.